your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
So we have former Limerick hurler and manager, of course, TJ Ryan with us in the studio. Good morning, TJ. How are you?
I'm very good, Joe. And you?
Well, a bit of a misnomer to say you're giving away a house, but a house has been given away by Limerick GAA.
Yeah, this is a really exciting fundraiser. Limerick GAA are running a winahomeinadare.com, giving away a raffle, say, for a prize of a house in Adare. And you know how nice Adare is and all the amenities that are out there. So really exciting, and it's a really exciting time, I suppose, maybe in general, this weekend, starting with under-20s tonight. Then we've seen the footballers play the weekend. The ladies' footballers are in a league final as well. So there's an awful lot happening, and, you know, the funds for this draw are going to a centre of excellence where the GAA have just acquired 38 hectares in Cricora. So really exciting as to what's going to happen down the road. Obviously, there's a lot of planning required for this new project, and there will be a lot of funds required to get this off the ground. So that's where the money is going. But in the short term, being launched today is a winahomeinadare.com. Really exciting draw. Tickets €100, and the prize is huge, Joe.
Right. So we're talking about two-bedroom apartment in the village of Adare that you'd have in time, for example, for the Ryder Cup in 2027.
Yeah, well, that's just one advantage, isn't it? Because, like, that's coming down the track as well. Like, but Adare has a huge amount to offer in terms of all the amenities, and it's one of Ireland's prettiest villages. I'm sure the people of Adare will attest to that. And yeah, so as I said, and we also know about the housing at the moment in this country, Joe, which is difficult. So I don't think people can afford not to be in this draw. Like, if you have €100 and then you can contribute. And as I said, the cause as well, from a Limerick GAA point of view, is to kind of further development, what's going on at the moment. And it's really exciting times in Limerick GAA. There's an awful lot going on. And there's things like integration coming down the track as well, where, you know, in the GAA are trying to maybe merge the ladies and the Camogie all into one. Like, so facilities will be huge in time. And to have a place and a centre of excellence for all our athletes, there's something in this for everybody, Joe, down the road.
Right. And I don't want to sound like an estate agent. We have them on the show from time to time anyway. But being described as a bright and spacious apartment offering a warm and inviting living space, large living kitchen area, open fireplace, stunning views on both sides of the property. Both bedrooms are double-sized built-in wardrobes, and one includes an en-suite. So, let's be honest here, that's worth a few quid, and it's likely to be worth even more in 5, 10, 15 and 20 years.
Yeah, it'll never lose its value, there's no doubt about that. And as I said, it's prestigious as well, as I said, the whole Adare thing. But winahomeinadare.com is where you can go. You can log on there and register and buy your ticket, and you'll be in the draw. And the plan is to have the draw on the August bank holiday weekend. So it's a four-month raffle here.
Right. And presumably this has been successful when it's been done in other parts of the country. You know, it's obviously a model that has worked for not only GAA but others as well.
Yeah, certainly there's more and more centre of excellence has been kind of rolled out across the country. But Clare have done one recently where there was a house in Lynch and a house in Ennis raffled. Roscommon have done one very successfully. I think the Fermanagh have done one. And I'm sure numerous other counties have done them, yes. Galway, actually, a club in Galway have done one recently as well. So very successful. And, like, the prize is huge, Joe. That really kind of sells the raffle here.
But I've been at Neville Park in Rathkeel recently a couple of times, and there's a lot of work being done there, and a lot of facilities there too.
There is, and like since my time, I suppose when I was hurling, Joe, a long time ago now at this stage, right, maybe a dressing room and a pitch was what was required, maybe to kind of see what was required for our games. But everything, like, in life has moved forward. The requirement now for facilities and for all sorts of different type of rooms and maybe astro pitches. And we know the way the weather is at the moment, all weather surfaces. And like I said, like there's under 14, 16, 18 kind of development squads across all grades. And as I said, you're preparing for the future. And when you roll out ladies football and Camogie and let's say Limerick footballers, Limerick hurlers across all the grades, the requirement for those facilities will be significant into the future.
And your point about all weather surfaces is really well made, isn't it? Particularly the winter and spring we've had.
Yeah, like as I said, to my brother's farming at the moment at home. Like, so I'm kind of listening to him regularly about the rain. And, you know, it is getting kind of serious for them. You probably, like everybody else, would have thought that it couldn't rain much more. And this weekend is poor again. Like, so everybody needs a break. And, you know, from a GAA point of view, this time of the year, you nearly get the smell of the fresh cut grass and the championship is coming around and stuff like that. But we don't have that at the moment, but hopefully we'll get it shortly. We can't do anything about it.
I mean, it's your favourite time of the year, I'm sure. Probably used to be a bit later in the year, frankly, when you were playing, but now with the split season.
Yeah, we've discussed that before. I think the split season gives certainty to players. We said that are in the inter-county scene and the club scene, and they know what's happening. And look, I suppose there's no excuse. It's the same for everybody. Everybody knows. And I suppose the exciting point from our point of view inside the ropes with Limerick Hurling is we've got a lovely date coming down the track out in Ennis to focus on. So yeah, things are going well for them. You know, I mean, they were away in camp there recently, and I mean, the vibes are good, and we're looking forward to it. It could be a really, really exciting summer for Limerick. There's a lot happening, Joe, between local elections and a new mayor and industry moving in. And, you know, from a sporting point of view as well, we'll be focused on what we're all kind of into ourselves. Like, but yeah, I'd be really, really excited about this. And this, on top of everything else, a raffle to win a home. Can you imagine being at home on August Bank Holiday weekend, Joe, and you get a call to say you're after winning a home in a day?
Well, I could imagine it already. It won't happen for me, but I could imagine it. Worth the investment of €100, you would say. The hope. Look, five in a row. Like, I mean, out to Clare, of course, in that first game in Ennis, and sure, they'll be just dying to knock Limerick off their part.
Yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on them tomorrow night. They play the league final against Kilkenny tomorrow night. I believe it's going to go ahead at this stage. I know there's a weather warning, so it might be a small bit of doubt about it, but. Look, the rivalry's been fantastic. One of my favourite sporting occasions across the globe was the Munster final last year, I think, in the Gaelic Grounds. That was just incredible. It was just something that was maybe we hadn't seen before. So the rivalry's been brilliant, and we've come out the right side of it. And look, this team has been fantastic, like really consistent and brilliant in delivering trophies over the last number of years. And, you know, in fairness to the Limerick public, they've really rode in behind this as well. Like, and anybody I speak to is excited about this.
Now, from being in dressing rooms over the years, and okay, you mightn't have faced a situation where you're looking at a five in a row All-Irelands.
I definitely didn't, Joe.
You said it. But I am wondering, is there more pressure, do you think, within the dressing room this year because it's five, or was there actually more pressure for the four in a row, or how would that work?
Sure, there's always pressure, like there's pressure in all walks of life, and you know, there was pressure on to win the first one because it was such a long time, you know, and then the same way we didn't win the two in a row, there was pressure on to win another one, and there was pressure to win three in a row. So there's pressure all the time in hurling, and we kind of maybe just internal pressure as well, like, so the lads have dealt with that exceptionally well. But at the same time, I suppose we're all around long enough to know that something that has never been done before is always very difficult. But I did think, was it Nelson Mandela who said, everything always seems impossible until it's done?
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, we keep the fingers crossed. It's going to be a great season anyway, that's the bottom line. To spare me a call from Mike Reardon giving out to me, the county secretary, just mention the details and the website again for the draw.
Yeah, so the website is winahomeinadare.com. So it's been launched today in Adare. You'll see plenty of pictures on social media like over the coming weeks, and we'll say plenty of advertisement locally. So tickets are €100. The plan is to have the draw on August Bank Holiday weekend, so a 4-month draw. The funds are kind of going to go and develop a new centre of excellence for Limerick GAA in the recently acquired patch outside in Crickhora. That's really exciting for Limerick GAA, for everybody in Limerick GAA. So, yeah, so a win-win around here. And I said, if you're in the draw, you're in with a chance of winning one of an incredible prize of a home in Adare.
Great. TJ Ryan, good to see you. It's younger you're getting than all you're doing it. But thanks a million. Take care.
Thanks, Joe.
Your views, your news, your Limerick today.